Freddie.
Aye, aye, aye. Hey, what?
That's really
the
good.
The House Committee on Education will come to order. It's Monday, February 1st. It's 1 o'clock p.m. Please turn off all cell phones, Blackberries, PDAs, etc. Welcome to our Interim Education Committee. I'm really pleased that we're still the same committee that we've been for a little over a year now. It's a real pleasure to work with all of you. Today is a very quick and easy meeting, which hopefully will set the pace for the quick and easy meetings that we will have over the course of the next 5 days and the issues that we have in this committee. So today the agenda is introductions and the adoption of the committee rules. We have a new committee assistant, Bonnie Allen, who will be helping us, and of course the amazing Dana Richardson. And for the record, Representative Huffman, do you want to, who you are, where you're from, what you did this summer?
John Huffman, representing District 59, had a phenomenal vacation. No, I'm just kidding.
That's it?
Oh, well, my usual, Wasco, Sherman, Gillum, Wheeler, Grant, Jefferson, part of Deschutes, Marion, and Clackamas counties, small district.
Thank you.
Representative Betty Kopp, I serve House District 22, which is Woodburn, Jervis, Brooks, Salem, North Salem, and it's a pleasure to be here again.
And I take it that's my turn.
Yeah,
now.
Your turn.
I'm Representative Kim Thatcher, and I serve District 25, and nobody cares or knows about numbers, so I'll tell you it's Kaiser, St. Paul, and Newburg.
I'm Michael Dimbrough, and I represent District 45, which is Northeast Portland, Park Rose, and the city within a city of Maywood Park. And this summer, I was in the classroom with great delight.
Oh.
Springer.
Oh, Sherry Springer, House District 17, Lebanon, Sweet Home, Scioto, Staten, Sublimity, up the canyon, highways 20 and 22, clear up to the Cascades.
Representative Arne Roland from House District 9, which is a slice of the Oregon coast from Charleston all the way up to Florence.
Ron Maurer, House District 3, which is most of Jessamine County, Cave Junction, Grants Pass.
Chris Harker, House District 34, which is Beaverton and unincorporated Washington County.
I'm Suzanne Van Orman. I represent House District 52, which wraps around Mount Hood. I have Hood River counties, parts of Clackamas, and two precincts in Multnomah County.
And I'm Sarah Gelster. I represent House District 16, which is Corvallis and Philomath, and two individuals that live in Linn County.
Really?
True story. True story, too. So in front of you, you have committee rules. If you have been to a committee yet today, you might find that they look familiar. If you would like to take a second to look over them, I would then accept a motion.
Madam Chair?
Okay.
I move to adopt the proposed committee rules.
Representative Dimbrough moves to adopt the proposed committee rules. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, do we have to call the roll on this?
It's at your option, Madam Chair.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the rules are adopted. Thank you. And I'll close. I didn't open an organizational.
Well, do over.
I opened an organizational meeting
a few minutes ago.
And maybe acknowledge that the rules were adopted.
And the rules were adopted by a unanimous vote. I will now close the organizational meeting. I will open a work session for the purpose of introduction of committee measures. And just to walk you through them quickly, LC-15 is in front of you. This is the legislative concept recommended by the Online Learning Task Force. As we discussed last time, there have been no changes to the concept since we last saw it a couple of weeks ago. LC-122 is the Religious Dress in Schools Bill. There are changes to this from when you saw it last, when we met before. In particular, you will note that it adds an exception to the Workplace Religious Freedom Act, which requires that, or which protects a district and provides the exception for providing that accommodation if that clothing would constrain the obligation of a school district, education service district, or public charter school to maintain a religiously neutral work environment. That will trigger BOLI to write rules. The other difference is the emergency clause has been removed. The next one at your place is LC 127. This is the Oregon School for the Blind bill. It is what you saw before, except for there was a redundant section that said the same thing, so we got rid of that. And we added, at the request of some of our colleagues from Salem, referencing the Capital Planning Commission as an entity to be consulted in planning for the sale of the school, and that would allow for testimony in the neighborhoods to have a voice in that, as well as the city. And the last one you have is LC 135. This prohibits provider of educational services from offering money or other consideration to a student, parent, or legal guardian. This, too, has had modifications since we met before. It includes many of the suggestions that were made at the dais, in particular to ensure that what we were talking about was money, that it would not preclude community college tuition, computers, supplies, anything that's made available to all of the students or anything that's necessary for students to participate in that educational environment. So you'll want to look again at these three concepts because they are slightly different than what we had before. And again, when we introduce bills, this is not, if you vote to introduce the bill, that does not bind you to supporting that bill in the future. It simply puts it in the pipeline so that we can have a conversation about it. And I would accept a motion. Representative Dimbro.
Thank you. I move that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. LC 15, dated December 3rd, 2009. LC 122, dated February 1, 2010. LC 127, dated January 5th, 2010. And LC 135, dated January 25th, 2010.
Representative Dimbro moves that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. LC 15, dated December 3rd, 2009. LC 122, dated February 1st, 2010. LC 127, dated January 25th, 2010. LC 135, dated January 25th, 2010. Is there any discussion on the introduction? Seeing none, is there any objection to introducing these bills? Seeing none, the bills are introduced as committee bills. We, for your purposes of planning moving forward, this Wednesday we will hear Representative Comp's bill on teacher preparation, Representative Clem's bill on Mandarin. We also have LC 15, which is the virtual schools, and the School for the Blind bill. All four bills are listed for a public hearing and work session for Wednesday. Friday, we will take up the religious dress bill. Okay. And is there anything else for the good of the order? I think the last thing that I would just advise is that in this committee, like all of the others, things will be moving very quickly as concerns arise. If you could let me or the co-chairs or the vice chairs or Dana know, that would be very helpful. We have until a week from Wednesday to move whatever bills are in our committee out of the committee and onwards. So time will march on very quickly. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And the House Committee on Education is adjourned.